All over Florida, people are saying no on Amendment 2.
The group Say No 2 unveiled two of their television commercials before a sparse crowd of seniors at the Sunshine Senior Center in St. Pete. One of those commercials lists several groups in Florida that oppose Amendment 2 with reasons why. One of those groups is the Florida League of Women Voters, who is represented by former St. Petersburg City Council candidate Darden Rice.
One, because Amendment 2 would prohibit all domestic partnerships as well as gay marriage. Amendment 2 discriminates against life partners who wish to enjoy the legal, economic, and administrative benefits of a legally recognized relationship, but who cannot or do not wish to marry. And Amendment 2 completely goes against the accepted principles of the League of Women Voters and our principles of social, economic, and health justice.
I took Elaine to the hospital for her first breast cancer surgery.
Wayne and Elaine have a domestic partner agreement.
The text of Amendment 2 defines marriage as the legal union of only one man and only one woman as husband and wife. But it goes on to forbid legal recognition of any other legal union that is treated as marriage or the substantial equivalent thereof. Many people fear that, like happened in Michigan earlier this year, people in domestic partnerships could lose their benefits. A second commercial unveiled by Say No 2 on Wednesday includes a couple named Wayne and Helene from Sunrise, Florida. They are domestic partners who have hospital visitation rights they could lose if Amendment 2 passes. If 60% of Floridians support Amendment 2 in November, there would be a far-reaching social and economic impact beyond gay couples, Rice said.
Invalidation of domestic partnerships affects the rights of individuals to include their life partners in health care insurance coverage, to advocate for our loved ones in a hospital setting, and to be consulted in health care and end-of-life decisions.
Rice pointed out that the editorial boards of all 15 daily newspapers in Florida have recommended that their readers vote against Amendment 2. Bentley Lipscomb is the former secretary of the Florida Department of Elder Affairs. He said he has worked for 40 years to improve the lives of seniors, but if Amendment 2 becomes part of the Florida Constitution, it would unnecessarily restrict their options.
Many of our older people choose not to remarry because it would mean that they would lose their financial benefits that they had either under a prior spouse's coverage in Social Security or under their own coverage.
Hello, I'm Michael Schiavo. I'm troubled by Amendment 2.
Another group that opposes Amendment 2 but was not at Wednesday's press conference is Progress Florida. They released an ad on the internet Wednesday featuring Michael Schiavo, the husband of Terry Schiavo, who died in 2005 after spending years in a prolonged vegetative state. In the ad, Michael Schiavo urges Floridians to oppose Amendment 2 because, quote, the same people who thought they knew what was best for my wife Terry are once again trying to tell others how to live. He goes on to say, quote, we don't want government involved in these personal decisions. Mark Pudlow is a spokesperson with the Florida Education Association. He said that Amendment 2 could contribute to the brain drain that is happening in Florida's universities, where top academics are leaving for positions in other states. The Florida Education Association opposes Amendment 2 for a number of reasons, Pudlow said.
One, it's unfair. Two, it's confusing. And three, it has a huge impact on a lot of education employees and other public employees and private employees as well. Many of our teachers, and particularly university professors, have domestic partner benefits as part of their contracts. This threatens it. We know that it will because it's happened in other states like Michigan and Kentucky.
All of these things were news to a volunteer at the Sunshine Senior Center who goes by the name Sky. The 73-year-old said she learned about domestic partnerships for the first time while attending the press conference. Sky wore an Obama button, but already cast her vote in favor of Amendment 2 because she does not want Florida to go the way of states like Connecticut, where gay marriage is legal.
Well, I'm going to disappoint them all because I've already voted. And I had no idea of the ramifications on this. I just felt that the extra little words meant that they didn't want two men calling themselves a marriage, which I don't want. They didn't want two women calling themselves a marriage, which I don't want. I want them to call themselves a liaison, and I want them to have all the legal rights and privileges of marriage. But I do not want them to have the audacity to call what there is going on there as a marriage. This is brand new information to me, and I'm in shock. I would vote differently today if I had not already voted in a naive way.
You can find links to the advertisements mentioned in this report, as well as links to groups supporting and opposing Amendment 2 in the WMNF News website, wmnf.org/news. From St. Petersburg, reporting for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.